إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد أيها الإخوة في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Still on the chapter of الصداق and the book بلوغ المرام by الحافظ ابن حجر العسقلاني رحمه الله تعالى وأن علقمة عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنهما أنه سئل عن رجل تزوج امرأة ولم يفرض لها طلاقا ولم يدخل بها حتى مات فقال ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه لها مثل صداق نسائها لا وقف ولا شطر وعليها العدة ولها الميراث فقام معقل بن سنان الأشجعي فقال قضى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في ضرع بنت واشق امرأة منا مثل ما قضيت ففرح بها ابن مسعود رواه أحمد والأربعة وصححه الترمذي وحسنه جماعة from Alqama from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه Alqama is one of the students of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه أنه سئل عن رجل He said, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was asked concerning the case of a man tazawwaja imra'atan that got married to a woman walam yafrid laha sadaqan and he had not mentioned any sadaq to the woman. That is, aqdu had taken place. But the mention of sadaq had not been made. I know it is possible and permissible that the sadaq, that is the dowry, be postponed. And it is also possible and permissible that when somebody gives out his daughter to a man, the daughter and that man may not agree on a particular dowry, and that does not invalidate the aqd nikah that has taken place between both of them. It does not affect the aqd nikah, because the mahr, that is the sadaq, the dowry, is the right of the woman. Not mentioning it at the beginning of the aqd does not invalidate it, and mentioning it, but when it is mentioned, it is postponed. This does not affect the aqd as well. What is wrong is for a man and a woman to agree that we are going to get married, but there is no sadaq between both of us. This is wrong. The only person that this is permissible for is the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمُرَأَةً مُؤْمِنَةً إِنْ وَهَبَتْ نَفْسَهَا لِلنَّبِيِّ إِنْ أَرَادَ النَّبِيُّ أَنْ يَسْتَنْكِحْهَا خَالِصَةً لَكَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And if a believing lady, إِمُرَأَةً مُؤْمِنَةً, a believing lady, وَهَبَتْ نَفْسَهَا لِلنَّبِيِّ, gives herself out to the Messenger of Allah Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن أراد النبي أن يستنكحها, if the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم has the intention of marrying her, خالصة لك, Allah says this is for you only, من دون المؤمنين, it's not permissible for the believers. It is from this verse that the scholars established that it's not permissible for a woman and a man to marry each other without mahar. To say there is not going to be mahar between both of us, this is not permissible. There must be mahar. And the mahar can be either in cash, and it may be something of service. But there must be mahar. So this is what is established. So it is permissible that a man and a woman get married without mentioning sadaq, without mentioning sadaq, but there should be sadaq. Huh? Not mentioning sadaq does not mean what? The woman will not take sadaq. And if the sadaq is mentioned, and both of them agree on the sadaq, this can also be postponed, as we shall explain, inshallah. The case that we have at hand now is the case of a man who was married to a woman, وَلَمْ يَفْرِدْ لَهَا صَدَاقًا, and he did not mention a particular sadaq. The case is not that both of them agree that there will be no sadaq between them. If that is the case, this is what haram. Because Allah said, "Wa khalisatan lak min dunil mu'minin." So the man knew that he was going to pay a sadaq, and the woman knew that she was going to collect sadaq from the man. But how much was she going to collect? How much was he going to give the lady? So there was no agreement. No agreement. So وَلَمْ يَفْرِدْ لَهَا صَدَاقًا, he did not specify a particular sadaq. وَلَمْ يَدْخُلْ بِهَا, and the man had not consummated the nikah, which means عَقْدُ is one thing, consummation is another thing. Huh? Look at the things mentioned here. Farbu of sadaq. The mention of sadaq is one thing. Consummation of the nikah is another thing. The na'abdu nikah is another thing. Abdu nikah makes the woman lawful to the man. Once Aqdu is established, the woman has become lawful to the man. Huh? There is marriage between both of them with the presence of Aqdu. Then what is also expected is Fardu Sadaq, the Sadaq to be given. What is also expected is consummation. Then after consummation, there will be what is called walimatul nikah. This is the way the scholars will do it. After nikah, then fardu sadaq, then there will be ad-dukhul, which is called consummation. Then after dukhul, there will be walimatul nikah. So this man was married to a woman, but there was no fardu sadaqah. There was no fardu sadaqah, no agreement. Then this is going to be my sadaqah. I'm going to give you so and so after sadaqah. No agreement between both of them. But this should not be understood to mean that what both of them have agreed that there will be no sadaqah between them. We said this is what? Wrong. What is the evidence? وَمُرَأَةً مُؤْمِنَةً إِنْ وَهَبَتْ نَفْسَهَا لِلنَّبِيِّ إِنْ أَرَادَ النَّبِيُّ أَنْ يَسْتَنْكِيَحَا خَالِصَةً لَكَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And a believing woman, if she gives herself out to the Messenger of Allah, that is without sadaqah, wahaba, wahabat nafsaha lil nabi, if she gives herself out to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, khalisatan lak, this is for you alone. Min duni al-mu'minin, is not permissible for the believers. So what we should understand rather from this hadith or from this asar is that there was what? There was agreement of sadaqah, but no mention of that sadaqah. Then walam yadkhul biha, no consummation. Hatta mat, till the man died. There was no consummation till the man died. You know, at times somebody may do akdun nikah with a lady, and the lady will still be in her family's house. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did akd with Aisha radiallahu anha in Mecca, and the consummation was made in Medina about 2 years later. Fatima radiallahu anha, Ali radiallahu anhu did akd with her. Consummation was made later. So akdu is what allows a man to be in isolation with a woman. A man to be in isolation with a woman that she is regarded as his wife. And no other man has the right to give her a proposal. And she does not have the right to accept the proposal of any other man as long as the akdu has taken place. And as we know, akdu is for a man to propose to the lady with the consent of the wali. The wali of that lady approving it, saying it in a clear term that I have given my daughter to you in marriage. This must be clearly stated. It must be clearly stated. So, with two witnesses at least, according to majority of the scholars. And according to Ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala, two witnesses are not really necessary. What is necessary is the ilan, is to proclaim it, to publicize it, to make people aware that so and so will become the husband and the wife. So, but if it is two witnesses, it's still part of what? Publicizing. But if they can have more than that, making it known to them that I've given my daughter to so-and-so person, I've given my daughter to so-and-so person, Shaykh Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala, and according to the Malikiyah as well, he said it is ilan that matters, publicizing it. So if this is done, what is called the act has been established. It's a very simple process, but people today are making it difficult because of some things that we have introduced in our culture, that is the culture of Islam. Some of the things that we have borrowed from different cultures and we have introduced them into the culture of Islam. So once akdu is established, the lady has become legal and rightful, so to say, to the man. So the question now that we want to look at And this question was put to Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. A man died and he had done aqd with a lady, meaning the lady was still with her family. لم يفرض لها صداقا. There had not been an agreement on a specific dowry. That's number two. Number three, ولم يدخل بها. He had not consummated the lady. Number four, no walima had been done. No walima had been done, no consummation, no mention of qadaq. The only thing that is available is what is abd. That was the only thing available, abd. The parents, the guardian of the lady, had given her out in marriage to the man. But the lady was still with her family. No fardu sadaq, no consummation, no walimatun nikah. The man now dies. What will happen? What will happen? This is a question thrown to Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. The response of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, when this was thrown to him, though this came in a shortened form, in Sunan al-Nasa'i it was lengthened a bit. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu asked them to wait for about a moon. So the people who are going, coming, wanted to know what would be the religious solid. And this is how the companions, radiallahu anhu, this is the way they will relate. This is the way they will relate with issues. So they are not people that just horribly give fatwa. Because they know that when you give fatwa, you are signing on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if what you have said is wrong, this may be something evil for you before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for about a month, the people were coming to him, asking him concerning this. They asked them to also ask other people. But there was no any answer from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People did not have any answer. All the people that those people had met did not have any answer, any hadith concerning this matter from the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, something ought to be done. In this case, a scholar would do ijtihad, because the matter ought to be decided. A judgment ought to be passed. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu asked to do ijtihad. So ijtihad that he did was لَا مِثْلُ صَدَاكِ نِسَائِهَا. He said, concerning the issue of sadaq, which was not mentioned before the death of the man, abdu has taken place, there must be sadaq. There must be what? Sadaq. Should there be sadaq? Should there be sadaq? No. Abdu has taken place. Abdu has taken place. Should there be sadaq? Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said what? La amithlu sadaq in Nisa'iyah. She will take the type of sadaq that the Nisa will take. That is, women in a status, the type of sadaq that he will take. And this they call sadaqul misli. Sadaqul al-misli. The type of the sadaq that people will take. Then there is sadaq that is what? Sadaq mutamma, the sadaq that is mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, La junaha alaykum in talaqtum al-nisa مَا لَمْ تَمَسُّوهُنَّ أَوْ تَفْرُدُوا لَهُنَّ فَرِيضًا. There is no sin on you. Don't feel as if you have committed a sin. إِنْ طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءِ after you have done an act with a lady, do not feel that you are not interested in it. There is no sin on you. لا جنا عليكم إن تلقتم نساء ما لم تمسون. As long as you have not had any sex with them. Huh? That's number one. وَلَمْ تَفْرُدُوا لَهُنَّ فَرِيضًا. And you have not mentioned a particular mahr to them. That this akdu, I'm going to give her so-and-so amount, I'm going to give her so-and-so thing. وَلَمْ تَفْرِدُوا لَهُنَّ فَرِيضًا. فَمَتِّعُهُنَّ عَلَى الْمُوسِعِ قَدَرُهُ وَعَلَى الْمُقْتِرِ قَدَرُهُ مَتَاعًا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah said, but give them something. Give them something. فَمَتِّعُهُنَّ عَلَى الْمُوسِعِ قَدَرُهُ. The one that is worthy should also spend, should spend well. وعلى المقتر قدر. The one that is poor should also spend according to his own ability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, حقا على المحسنين. This is something that is very important, something that is very mandatory, so to say, على المحسنين, on the good doers, on the good doers. Now, let us reconcile this. In this verse, abdu has taken place. La juna alaykum in talaqtum al-nisa. No talaq before abdu. I can't say, for instance, I divorce you when abdu has not taken place between me and ah. So no divorce before abdu. But here Allah is saying what? La juna alaykum. No sin on you. In talaqtum al-nisa. When you divorce a woman that you have done an act with, ما لم تمسوهن, as long as you have not slept with them, أو تفرضوا لهن فريضة, or you have not mentioned a particular mark for them. Let us look at these two issues. Somebody who divorces a woman, he has not consummated the marriage, and he has not mentioned a particular mark to the person. What did Allah say? فَمَتِّعُهُنَّ. Give them something. Give them something. فَمَتِّعُهُنَّ عَلَى الْمُوسِعِ قَدَرُ وَلَى الْمُقْتِرِ قَدَرُ مَتَعًا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Now what Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, and what you have in this verse, is there no contradiction between this fatwa and this verse? Now they said, somebody, a man died, and the man had done akdu with a woman, just as you have in the verse. Are you with me? The man had done akdu with a woman, just as you have what in the verse. And this man, they said, what? وَلَمْ يَفْرِدْ لَهَا صَدَاقًا. He has not mentioned a particular sadaq for the woman. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا لَمْ تَمَسُّهُنَّ. Hey, you have not consummated the marriage. In the case brought to Abdullah bin Mas'ud of Allah anhu, وَلَمْ يَدْخُلْ بِهَا. The man has not consummated the marriage, which agrees with what you have in what? In the verse. وَلَمْ تَفْرِدُ لَهُنَّ فَرِيضًا. You have not assigned any mahr to her. You have not made mention of any amount of mahr. In the case of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, he said what? وَلَمْ يَفْرُدْ لَهَا صَدَقًا. Now why is Abdullah, or why did Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu say, لَهَا مِثْلُ صَدَاقِ نِسَائِهَا. She's going to collect the type of sadaq that women of her caliber who collect. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yes, فَمَتِّعُهُنَّ عَلَى الْمُوسِعِ قَدَرُهُ عَلَى الْمُقْتِرِ قَدَرُهُ مَتَعْمِ الْمَعْرُوفِ حَقًا الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Is there no contradiction? Allah is saying here that give them something. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was saying what? Just what women like that will take. Is there no contradiction? Now some scholars, they believe that there is contradiction, and this is a fact of Imam Shafi rahmahullah ta'ala, though later he changed his position. Now, who can tell us that why there is no contradiction? Okay, how? Okay, well, are you saying that Ibn Masud should have said that something should be given to the woman, not laha mithlu sadaqi nisa'iha? Huh? That is what he should have said. Not that laha mithlu sadaqi nisa'iha. He should have said what something should be given to the woman. But Ibn Masud Allah did not understand it from that angle. Now, so we have two different cases. We have the case of divorce and the case of what? Wafat. This person is divorced and this person loved her husband. There was no problem between the two of them. No problem between the man and the woman. But in the case of divorce, there was what? A kind of disagreement, so to say. But in this case, the woman was ready for the man was ready for the woman. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the man away. You see, there are two different issues. So, and that's why majority of the scholars, they acted by the hadith, by the fatwa of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, which was also buttressed by the fatwa and the judgment of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should not make them up. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن تَلَّقْتُمُهُنَّ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تَمَسُّوهُنَّ وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ لَهُنَّ فَرِيضَةً فَنِصْفُ مَا فَرَضْتُمْ. That is the next verse. But if you divorce women before you sleep with them, look at that condition again. وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ لَهُنَّ فَرِيضَةً, but you have made mention of an amount of mahr. You now decide to what? To terminate it. No consummation. After has taken place, you are no more interested. But you have made mention of a particular mahr. Panisuma faratu. Then you give her half of what has been agreed upon. Illa ya'afuna, unless if the lady says, the lady, they say what? You are not interested. That is, since nothing has what transpired between both of you, huh? Illa ya'afuna. Aw ya'afu alladhi biyadihi 'uqdatun nikah. Or the one who is holding the marriage knot, and maybe the man or the wali, saying what? And ya'afu alladhi biyadihi 'uqdatun nikah, says, don't worry, I'm going to give you food. This is in the case where there is no consummation. Huh? So that is what the verse. In the case where there is consummation, there will be full mahr. So this is referring towards the normal divorce that people do. So a man who gets married to a woman and he has paid the mahr, he now decides to divorce the woman, he will not be asking, give me the mahr that I've given you. If he has what consummated the nikah, that mahr is gone. And if he has not given her the mahr and he has consummated the nikah, he will have to pay. You will have to pay full mahr. If you have paid, the mahr is gone. If you have not paid, he must pay the mahr. So that is what? That is clear. And that's the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِنْ دَخَلَ بِهَا فَلَا الْمَهْرُ بِمَا اسْتَحَلَّ مِنْ فَرْجِهَا. If the man had consummated the marriage, then she will have to take the mar, the mastahalla min farjiha, for legalizing a private part of that place. In fact, the companions, radiallahu anhum, they were strict on this issue of mar. If a man does abdu with a woman, he does abdu with a woman, no consummation, but there is seclusion. No consummation, but what? There is seclusion. The companions, there is ijma on this. They take the seclusion to mean what? Consummation. So complete mar. Complete mar. How this is clear? So we should note all these things. Complete mar. Seclusion is the same thing as what? Consummation. If both of them are, they are in seclusion. They are alone in a place. In fact, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala went as far as saying, playing with the woman, not in seclusion now, maybe kissing her, where people will see you. It was as the same ruling as what? As consummation. Because now you are not allowed to touch the lady in the first instance, if not for the act. And since you have what, you have touched the woman, afterwards, you have to pay for that. You have to pay for that. And this position of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala is a very strong position. So, now this case, Abdullah bin Mas'ud of the Lord said, what? La'a mithlu sadaqi nisa'iha. She will collect the type of sadaq that women of her caliber collect. La waqsa wa la shatat. La waqsa wa la shatat. Waqsu means reduction. Shatat means what? Increment or increase. No reduction and no what? No increase. That is the exact thing that the people of her caliber will take, is what she will take. That is one aspect. وَعَلَيْهَا الْعِدَّةِ وَعَلَيْهَا الْعِدَّةِ. And she will have to do iddah again. She will do iddah, despite the fact that there is no consummation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says concerning the issue of talaq. He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نَكَحْتُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Oh, you believe, if you marry the believing women, ثُمَّ طَلَّقْتُمُهُنْ, then you now divorce them. فَمَا لَكُنْ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ عِدَّةٍ تَعْتَدُّونَهَا. There is no iddah that you do. It has been قَبْلَ أَنْ تَمَسُّهُنَّ before what? Before touching them. فَمَا لَكُنْ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ عِدَّةٍ تَعْتَدُّونَهَا. There is no iddah. I hope this case is clear. Somebody gets married to a woman, but there is no consummation. Don't forget them to say consummation. According to the companions, seclusion is what part of consummation. According to Imam Ahmad, even kissing is considered to be part of what? Consummation. So when Allah says, Ya ayyuhal amanu idha nakahtumul mu'minat, so you believe, when you marry the believing women, ثُمَّ طَلَّقْتُمُهُنَّ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَمَسُّوهُنَّ, you then divorce them before doing what? Before doing maksu, before touching them. فَمَا لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ عِدَّةٍ تَعْتَدُّونَهَا. There is no عِدَّة that you do. No عِدَّة. But in this case now, Abdullah bin Mas'ud of Allah said, there will be عِدَّة. What is عِدَّة? The عِدَّة is the waiting period for a woman. A woman that is divorced, there is waiting period. Which is what? ثَلَاثَةِ قُرُوْ. Three قُرُوْ. Three menstruation, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attached. Concerning the woman who has lost her husband, a widow, she will do iddah. Our own iddah is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. وَالَّذِينَ يُتَوَفَّوْنَ مِنْكُمْ. As for those who die amongst you, وَيَذَرُونَ أَزْوَاجًا, and they leave wives behind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ. Those women will have to exercise patience. بأنفسهن أربعة عشر وعشرة 4 months 10 days. This is the iddah of the women who have lost their husband. 4 months 10 days. Unless if she's pregnant. If she's pregnant, this will be what? Until she delivers the baby. As Allah said, وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَنْ يَضَعْنَا حَمْلَهُنَّ. As for women who are pregnant, their own iddah, their own adat is for them to deliver the baby. I hope you have gotten it. That of talaq, 3 kuruf, 3 menstruation. For those who menstruate. For those who do not menstruate, 3 months. Huh? That's clear. For that of wafat, a woman who loses her husband, she will wait for 4 months, 10 days. If she's pregnant, until she delivers the baby. Likewise, a woman that is divorced, if she's pregnant, until she delivers the baby. وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ يَضَعْنَا أَمْ لَهُنَّ. Now there is this question. Does a man do idda? A man. Does a man do idda? A man does not do idda. When we say a woman doing idda, meaning what? She cannot remarry until this waiting period is over. Likewise, a woman that loses a husband, she cannot get, she cannot remarry until the waiting period elapses. Now, does a man do idda? A man does idda as well. A man does idda. Huh? A man does idda. How? A man that has a 4 wives. Huh? He has 4 wives. And he wants to marry another wife. Can he do that? If he divorces one of them, if he has divorced one of them, can he marry another? He divorces. Let's say the man divorces today. Can he marry another wife tomorrow? He has 4 wives. He divorces one of the wives today. Can he go tomorrow to marry another one in place of the fourth one? No. Until the expiration of the idda of that woman. Because the woman is still divorced his wife. Huh? No, I said a man divorces a woman today, and the man has 4 wives. One of the 4 wives, he divorces her today. The following day, can he say, okay, I want to take another wife to replace that one that I've divorced, so that my wife should be 4 now. Can he do that? So, eh? The woman that is divorced, when does she start counting the idda? At the point of talaq. If the talaq is established today, she starts what? Counting what? The idda from? How could it explain? So, scholars will just throw this. It's just a question. Because that man cannot remarry until that woman finishes her idda. Because if he marries another one, you have 5 wives now. Because that woman that he has divorced is still his wife. When the woman is doing the idda, he can decide to take her back. Unless if the talaq is irrevocable. But if the talaq is revocable, the man can still take her back. So they will say what? A man also does idda. A man does idda. So they will bring this as one of as an example of. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud al-Anhu said what? Walay al-idda. She will have to do idda. Is that questionable or not? No consummation. Why the idda? No consummation. Why the idda?
Yes,
The poor, okay, with debt. Yes. So, and that's why if somebody divorces, sorry, if a woman that has attained menopause loses her husband, she will not say because she has attained menopause, the woman divorce is free. Huh? She will have to do idda. She will have to watch to enter. Despite the fact that what she cannot take in anymore. So and the same thing is applicable to a lady that loses her husband. Despite the fact that there is no consummation between both of them, she will have to do idda. Huh? So this is established. Wala al miras, wala al miras, and she will inherit. She will watch in Eric. Let the fact that was there is no consummation. She will inherit. And that's why the issue of act should be taken seriously. The way some people they treat act today, they see it as just khitbah. There is a difference between act and khitbah, so I've mentioned. Khitbah is for somebody to give a proposal. I want to marry you. Akdu is for the parents to say, I'm marrying off my daughter to you. If the father says this, what is called akdu has taken place. And that lady, the father does not have the right to say, okay, I'm no longer marrying my daughter to you anymore. Unless if the man does not have understanding of the deen. If he has understanding of the deen, he can't say, I'm withdrawing my daughter from you. If he does not want the lady to marry that man anymore, he may instruct the lady to want to seek for khulu. Not that, okay, I'm not marrying off my daughter to you anymore. Once you have said, I marry off my daughter to you, in a clear term, so that man has a lot of rights, so to say, on her. And that's why he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tarasun jidduhunna jiddun wa asluhunna jiddun. Three things. When you say you are serious about them, you are serious. And when you say I'm joking about them, you are serious. So I mentioned what? An-nikah. You mentioned among them, an-nikah. So once you say I'm marrying off my daughter to you, and the man said, watch, I accept. Or the man said, marry off your daughter to me, and you say, I've done that, or I'm doing that to you now. So what is called act is established. So if it's going to be terminated, it must follow the right process. Which is what? Either through khulu, or if it is on the part of the man, divorce. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا جُنَا عَلَيْكُمْ إِنْ طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ مَا لَمْ تَمَسُّوهُنَّ وَتَفْرُضُوا لَهُنَّ فَرِيضًا فَمَتِّعُوهُنَّ عَلَى الْمُوسِعِ قَدَرُهُ وَعَلَى الْمُقْتِرِ قَدَرُهُ مَتَاعًا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ. So a man who wants to opt out, maybe he has seen something that he doesn't like in the woman. No, abdu has been established. So what he will do is to do talaq. Not that God just leave everything like that. There's nothing like leaving everything like that. There must be what? Pronouncement of talaq. Because abdu has taken place. So abdu has taken place. And if he's going to come on the part of the woman, know that I'm not going there anymore. I'm not going to his house, I'm not going to marry that man anymore. Because as some lady will do, when Abdu has been what? Established. You don't see them what? Getting another man again. They start another. No, this is what? This is dinner. Until that Abdu that has been tied, until it is caught. And the way it is going to be caught is for one to follow the right process by saying, okay, I'm no longer interested in this marriage. The way Jamila, so to say, asked Thabit bin Qais, bin Shammash, the way she asked him to watch, so he leaves her. So this is very, very important. If people are ignorant, are falling into this like this, those of us who are brothers, sisters, the essence that you are learning some of these things is for us to know the right step to take. So that we will be taking steps that make us incur the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something that is very, very important. Wala hal mira, she's going to inherit, despite the fact that there is no consummation. فَقَامَ مَعْقِلُ بِنْ سِنَانِ الْأَشْجَعِ مَعْقِلُ the son of Sinan al-Ashja'i from the tribe of Ashja' was now with Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu when those people came finally. That is the final time they came. You know, we said Abdullah bin Mas'ud asked them to keep coming. See, a month went on this. And the last meeting, Maqil bin Sinan was with Abdullah bin Mas'ud. When Abdullah bin Mas'ud passed this, and he said, this is what I see on this matter. If I'm right, then it's from Allah. And if I'm wrong, it's from me. So when he said this, Maqil bin Sinan said, قضى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بروعة بنت واشك. He said, Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم passed similar judgment concerning Birwa, the daughter of Washik, امرأت منا, a woman from the tribe of Ashja, مثل ما قضيت. Messenger of Allah passed similar judgment. Now Ibn Mas'ud did his own ijtihad. He did his own ijtihad. Somebody was now confirming his ijtihad, not as his own personal opinion, telling that this that you have said is exactly what Messenger of Allah said concerning Birwa or Barwa bin Tuwashik. So this tells us that all the companions, they would do ijtihad as well. Let's assume that the ijtihad that Ibn Mas'ud did was wrong. Was he going to be punished? The answer is no. Why? Because Ibn Mas'ud is a scholar. He's a scholar. He's a real scholar. And Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا حَكَمَ الْحَاكِمِ فَاشْتَهَدَ فَأَصَابَ. If the one passing judgment makes effort in passing a judgment and he eats the point, فَلَوْ أَجْرَانِ, he asked to reward. وَإِذَا شَهَدَ الْحَاكِمِ فَأَكَمَ فَأَخْطَى فَلَوْ أَجْرٌ وَاحِدٌ. If the one who is qualified to give fatwa or to pass judgment gives fatwa or passes judgment and he makes a mistake, he has one reward, the reward of ijtihad. But this is premised on condition that what the person must be qualified in the Sharia. And that's why a lot of people are talking about the deen today. You see a mechanic, you see an engineer, and so on and so forth. Everybody saying, my own view to this issue, who are you to have a view? As far as what Islam is concerned, you cannot allow somebody who is not a mechanic to pass his own view concerning what. So if this is not accepted worldwide, why should somebody now say his own view on this religion? And he says, though I'm not a scholar. So it's like what? Turning the religion into something of play. So Abdullah Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, his position was further buttressed by the statement of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Maqil bin Sinan narrated that this that you have said is exactly what Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said concerning Barwa bint Washish. فَفَارِحَ بِي أَبْنُ مَسْعُودٍ عَلْقَمَ سَجِدُ مَسْعُودٍ was so happy with this. So happy that his ijtihad agree with the statement of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the companions, for them to say something and what they have said is betrayed by what Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said is something that will make them happy. So these are some of the things that are related to this hadith. Imam Ahmad reported it, wal arba'atu, and the four, that is man Nasai, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, wa sahahu Tirmidhi. Tirmidhi declared to be authentic, wa hasanahu jama'a, and a lot of scholars also declared it to be hasan. So this is the fatwa, and this is the ruling concerning this matter. And that's why we should know what some people are trying to do today in order to spread and defend their jama'ah. When Abdu is done, they see Abdu as what? As Zina. Somebody who does Abdu, which is lady. The father says, I've given you my daughter as a wife. He will say, no, don't consider that as what? As marriage. That is not. Until what? Until walimatun nikah is done. Until walimatun nikah is done. So it is the walimatun nikah that they consider to be what? Marriage. As I have always said, there is no scholar that has said this. The highest that you can see concerning walimatun nikah, there are some scholars say it is compulsory. But none of them have said what is one of the conditions of the validity of nikah. Take for instance, Ubu Mahar was not mentioned in this case. That I'm going to give you so and so Mahar was not mentioned. Despite that, the nikah did what? Takes place. The nikah takes place despite that. So for somebody to not be considering walima to nikah as what? As marriage. No, this, there is no scholar that is saying this. And what majority of the scholars are upon is that what? Walima to nikah is mustahabba. As we shall read, inshallah. This is what most scholars are upon. So we shouldn't, because we want to promote our society, now be rigid on some things that Islam has not been rigid on. This is khiyana, is betraying the team. So Akdu, as mentioned in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as mentioned by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a lot of things are tied to it. Look at this. As a result of this Akdu, the lady is going to inherit the man. As a result of the Akdu, the lady is going to take the watch, the man, despite the fact that there was no consummation. The same thing is applicable to a man who marries a woman and divorces the woman. What if Mahar has not been mentioned and there is no consummation? Allah says what? فَمَتِّعُهُنَّ. This is command. فَمَتِّعُهُنَّ. Give them something. على الموسر قدار وعلى المقتر قداره متاع بالمعروف حقا على المسلمين. It is only Abdu that has been established. No mention of a specific mark. Allah still considers it to be what? To be nikah. لا جناح عليكم إن طلقتم النساء. Likewise, there are you الذين آمنوا إذا نكحتم المؤمنات ثم طلقتموهن من قبل أن تمسوهن فمتعوهن وفرحونا فرحا جميلا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you, believe, if you marry women, then you divorce them before consummation. فَمَتِّعُهُنَّ Give them something. وَفَرِّحُهُنَّ Release them فَرَاحًا جَمِيلًا A beautiful release. So the act to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consider it. That's why there is no consummation. No mention of what? Of any mahar. So this is something that is very, very important that you ought to take note of, so that we will not be mixing up the issue of the deen. We will not be doing promoting our society or promoting our times. Despite the fact that what these things are against the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if the lay people are doing this, this would have been a different thing. But those who have fed themselves to knowledge, when they play with the issues of the deen that are clear in the Quran and the Sunnah. So this is where the evil lies. So this is on the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So what you understand from this is that mar, we have mar that is mentioned, which is called as-sadaq al-mustamma. And this is what we happen most of the time. A man and a woman, they want to get married, there will be mention of what? The mark. I'm going to collect so-and-so, I'm going to give you so-and-so. This is common. Then the second one is for the mark to be mentioned, but it will be postponed. It will not be given instantly. So any person that will say, when you have not given the woman a mahar, you cannot consummate the marriage. Such a person is such. It's plain nonsense. That is not what the Sharia says. The mahar can be postponed. Yes, mentioned. Okay, I'm going to collect 50,000. Okay, I'm going to give you in 2 years' time. It's mentioned, but it's postponed. The fact. And the mahar may not be mentioned, but there will be what? There will be deferment. Not mentioned. In a situation like this, what the woman will take is what is called maharul misli. The mahar given to women of a caliber. So in this case, we have what? Mahar that was not mentioned and that was deferred. But as for somebody to agree with a woman that let us get married to one another, no mahar between both of us, he said this is not permissible except for the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa mura'atan mu'minatan in wahbat nafsa alin nabiyyi in arada nabiyyu an yutankiha khalisatan laka in duil mu'mineen. If a woman gives herself to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without collecting any mahar, in arada nabiyyu an yutankiha, if Messenger of Allah decides to marry her, this is for you only. Min duni mu'minin, not for other believers. So this are some of the things that you ought to understand under this issue of wadaq. وَعَنْ جَابِرِ بِنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا From Jabir, the son of Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال That Messenger of Allah said, Man a'ata fi sadaqi mura'atin tawiqan, whoever gives fi sadaqi mura'atin concerning the dowry of a lady, tawiqan, tawiq. Tawiq is a powder, a flour that is maybe that of barley or that of corn or that of maize. It's called tawiq. If it is a grinded, it is called tawiq. So when they mix it with what? With water again and some other things. Just like taking something like kunu and the like, so they call that tawiq. So whoever gives a tawiq or autamran or date as the sadaq of a lady, for what is tahalla, such a person as what? Has made that halal. Has made that halal. أخرجه أبو داود. أبو داود reported this وأشار إلى ترجيحه وقفه. And it points towards to the fact that it is موقوف, that it is a statement of Jabir رضي الله عنه. So this is what the hadith is not authentic marfu'an to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. But is it an opinion of Jabir? Ibn Hajar said this is a statement of Jabir رضي الله عنه, which means once a lady takes the mar and act was preceded, so it has become what? Something that is halal. One Abdullah bin Amir bin Rabi and Abi, from Abdullah, son of Amir bin Rabi and Abi, from his father. And the Nabi of Allah said, Ajaza nikah muratin ala na'alayn. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ajaza, permitted nikah muratin, the marriage of a woman, ala na'alayn, on a pair of sandals or a pair of shoes. Now this is also da'if, but the meaning agrees with what you know. What has been established, that anything can be mar as long as something that is what? That is worth it. As long as something that is worth it. So giving somebody a pair of shoes or a pair of sandals as a mar, if that is what she wants, it's permissible as mar. If it is full stop, it is permissible as mar. As long as it's something that is worth it, it's something that you can say, okay, this is something. Unlike giving somebody just a grain of corn, that this is a mar, this is not worth it. So anything that is worth it can be what considered to be mar, whether it is cash or it may be something of what? Of service. So, now I'm talking of just a grain, just one. No, if I take just a grain, one. But the week now we have something that is many. We have somebody gives you what you got, for instance, now. And then you say, okay, I accept your offer, but my mar is going to be what? Is it pan fresh or what do you call it? Pan fresh. That is going to be my mar. If that is what she decides, one box will. What do they do with a grain of corn? She has to want something. She has to. She must take something. So this hadith is also da'if, but it agrees with a lot of ahadith that anything can be what? That can be, anything can be the mahar. One Sal bin Sa'ad, from Sa'ad, son of Sa'ad, he said, زوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجلا امرأة بخاتم من حديد أخرجه الحاكم. That Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم married a woman to a man, and he was the wali. Messenger of Allah could be wali for the believers. So he married off a lady to a man, bikhatam min hadid, with a ring from iron, a ring made of iron. Akhrajahu al-Hakim, al-Hakim reported it. So the one that is correct, that is authentic, is the one that we have read before. The man that, when the lady came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, O Messenger of Allah, I want you to marry me. The Messenger of Allah looked at her and he said to Allah, Hajat Ali fi Jisa. I don't have interest in women for now. And the man said, O Messenger of Allah, can you marry her off to me? The Messenger of Allah asked, what are you going to give as what as mar? And the lady, the man said, okay, I'll give her my garment. Messenger of Allah said, if you put on this garment, what will be left? That is, you know, this izar and rida that the pilgrim put on. So if the man gives her one, takes one, It will not be okay for the man. So imagine Allah said, go and look for something. So the man looked for something, he couldn't find any. Imagine Allah said, وَلَوْ خَاتَوْا مِنْ حَدِيدٍ Even an iron ring, the man could not find. Then Imagine Allah asked, which verse or surah do you memorize? The man said, so and so. He said, go and teach her. The وَشُكَ بِمَا مَعَكَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ And mine are up to you on condition that what? That is the marubi for you to teach her what you have memorized of the Quran. So this is the hadith that is authentic. Not a mention of Allah, Allah said married a woman to a man and the mahar was iron ring. This is not authentic. He asked the man even if he can get an iron ring. So this is the hadith. وهو طرف من حديث من الحديث الطويل المتقدم في أوائل النكاح. So this is part of the lengthy hadith at the beginning of this chapter of nikah. وعن علي رضي الله عنه قال from Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, he said لا يكون المهر أقل من عشرة دراهم that mahr should not be less than 10 dirham. أخرجه دارقطني موقوفا. Darqutni reported this mawkufan, that is at the statement of Ali, وَفِي سَنَدِهِ مَقَالِ But I watch some issue with the shade. So the hadith is not, the answer is not authentic. It contradicts what has been established before. Then we say, 10 darahim. 10 darahim, how much is that? How much is the equivalent of a dirham? No. A dirham. When they say a dirham, how many grams can we find in one dirham? Dirham is a silver coin that they will spend in the past. That silver coin, if weighed presently, how many grams will it weigh? No, that is dinar. 2.975. Dinar is 4.25 according to the watch. The stronger measurement, so to say. That is gold. There was a gold coin called dinar in the past. If you understand it this way, it will be clear. A gold coin called dinar in the past. That gold coin, if you want to weigh it today in grams, it is 4.25 grams. And we know when we talk about zakat. It is 20 dinar that you have, 20 gold coins. Dinar, that's dinar. And 20 of it is what you have to make you qualify for, to make zakat compulsory on you. So that 20 dinar will be equivalent to 85 grams of gold today. So a woman that has 85 grams of gold at home, so such gold is what? Is zakatable. And if you convert it to currency that you spend naira, dollar, and the like, if you have the equivalent of that 85 grams, which was equivalent to 20 dinar. Now, if you come to silver, silver also has some silver coins in the past. They will spend silver coins. So, the silver coin that they will spend in the past, they will call it dirham. Just as the currency in Dubai, they call it what? Dirham. So that silver coin that they will spend in the past, they call it dirham. If you want to weigh it, it is 2.975 grams. And that dirham, it is 200 of it that will be zakatable in the past. So how many grams of silver will be zakatable? 595. Is it clear now? I'll be getting 595. Now I'm asking, 10 dirham, how many grams of silver will be that? 29.75. So what is the price of a gram of silver? Around 90 naira. That's a gram of silver. And you have what, 29.75. What is that? $2,000. 777 naira. So as what? As the mark. But don't forget, in the past you used to value more than that in the past. But when dirham drops to now 10 dirham, how many dinar is equal to 10 dirham? Dinar, can we find in 10 dirham? Yes, then. 1 dinar. So 1 dinar is equivalent to 10 dirham. Because if say 200 dirham used to be the same thing as 20 dinar. That means 1 dinar is the same thing as what? 10 dirham. So now we want to convert it again. Now, if 1 dinar is equivalent to 10 dirham, how many dinar is gold? How many grams can we find in 1 dinar? 4.25. What is the price of a gram of gold? In 1 dinar we can get 4.25 grams. Is it clear? So how much is the price of a gram of gold now? It's around 8,000 or so. It's more than that? No, naira. 15,000? No, you can't. Is that from the internet or from the goldsmith? From the goldsmith. A gram of gold, 15,000 naira. That is contrary to what is on the internet. But let's look at 15,000 naira. So if you say 15,000 naira minus 4.25. Huh? That's how much? 70,000. So now what I'm trying to say is that hopefully if we want to say, okay, the worth of 10 dirham during the time of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after, would be like this amount, let's say like this amount. But that of silver has fallen, so it's around 2,000 or so now. So, but if you have agreed that anything that is worth it can be marred, so fixing it to 10 dirham will not be correct. Limiting it to 10, fixing that is the minimum is 10 dirham will not be correct. So because we have cases that is not that the mar is not up to that. That the mar is not. So not to talk of what the hadith having what maqal, that the apple is not authentic. وعن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه from عقبة son of عامر may Allah be pleased with him قال he said قال رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الصداق أيسره رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the best صداق is أيسره the easiest the best صداق is the easiest the best صداق is the easiest أخرجه أبو داود reported this وصححه الحاكم and الحاكم authenticated this. Now khairu sadaq, the best sadaq is aisaruhu. Now that report khairu nikahi, the best nikah is aisaruhu, the simplest one. Khairu sadaq, aisaruhu. Khairu nikah, aisaruhu. Now why khairu sadaq? Because sadaq used to be what? The most important thing in the past. Some people will ask what, which amount of money for the sadaq. As for the walima has to do with the man. If the man decides to what, to just mix some sawiq together and give people, that is the walima you can do. But what has to do with what the girl and the and our relatives is that, okay, let our daughter collect something that is what, tangible. So most of the parents, they were what, interested in the issue of a sadaq. Because this would be for the lady, for the girl. So some of the parents, they will increase the product, make it high. So the Messenger of Allah is saying what? Khairu as-sadaq. The best product is aisaru. It's the simplest one. So when he says khairu nikahi, the best nikah is aisaru. It's what? The easiest. is still talking about what? Sadaq. Because in the past, the issue of Walima has nothing to do with what? The parents of the girl. It's not their duty. It is the duty of the man to do the Walima. The issue of Walima is not their own duty. Their duty is what? Is to marry off the lady and to see that what the lady takes something that is tangible. So some of the parents, they will inflate the sadaq of their lady so that it will appear as if their lady is what? Is like they are telling their lady. So this is the way that I'm not going to give out my lady cheaply. The Messenger of Allah let them know that khairu nikahi aitaruhu. The best nikah is the one that attracts the least sadaq. That's the best nikah. And this you may not understand. You may not understand until you live in an environment where people, they are like that. In Saudi Arabia, it is difficult for people to get married. I met a boy who lifted me from Medina to Mecca. He was a student. At the same time, he was still working with the haram, as those who are taking care of the prisons, telling them not to stay here, don't pray here, don't do that. So it was, I'm not asking that, are you married? He said, no. Why? What is stopping you? He said, the issue of marriage is not something that is easy. He said, before you can marry, what people will ask for you, you have something like 4 million naira before you can get married. So he said that is what he did, that he has been contributing money now to do that. So, but the evil thing is that what? If this boy gets married and the lady is now misbehaving somehow, he will give her maximum chichi. And he may not want to divorce her. Because if he divorces her, the money is what is gone. So mother, so and the lady, maybe the lady who comes from a poor family, maybe she comes from a poor family, to pay back that money that she has collected. Maybe the money has been expended on some other things. So maybe the man is maltreating her. The lady can also watch. She cannot opt out of the marriage because she doesn't have what to seek khulu with. And the man will just be looking at her, you is foolish lady, you are so and so. And this is what Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. That the best, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that yuhdul mar'ah, that is the blessing of a lady. He said it is in the mar, in the sadaq. The blessing is what is in the sadaq. For the sadaq to do something that will be. So if the man is maltreating her, she can easily seek what? Khulur. Or she doesn't like what she has seen, she can seek khulur. So in Saudi Arabia, they have this problem. Serious problem there. Young boys who are ripe for marriage, they don't have this. Ladies who are ready for marriage, their parents are requesting for what, which amount of. So people are running away from them. So this has led some of them to be committing zina. There are cases like this. So, and this will make us understand what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, khairu al-nikahi, the best nikah is aisaruhu. So this has to do with what the issue of sadaq more. Now the issue of walima now is another thing that they have also added to their problems again. So they want a very flamboyant walima to nikah. Somebody who does not have much. Somebody who is earning very little amount. You'll be saving. Saving. What do you want to do with this? walimatun nikah. So you will spend this much on this, then when the lady comes in, we have to manage to this. There is nothing we can eat. The money that he should have used to invest, he has spent the whole money on walima to nikah, and people have danced. They've eaten, everybody has got. They've gone. So you and the lady will now be thinking, the debt is on you. Somebody is chasing you around. Where is that money that you are owing me? Inshallah, next week I'll pay you. You have put yourself in worse in trouble. That Islam has not put you. So khairun nikahi aitharuhu. But thing that you are saying is only few people that you understand, because everybody wants flamboyant things. And what a lot of people are doing today are things that you cannot afford. If a wealthy man is doing walima to nikah, and that walima to nikah is taking about 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, he has what you were to do it. But somebody is managing himself. So he'll be saving money in order to do walima to nikah. All that is foolishness. Saving money to do walima to nikah. So this is not Islam. So if Islam advises us that the mal should not be so high, what about what you not benefit the woman? What you give to the woman, which will benefit her, that she can invest after she has taken it? If Islam encourages us that it should not be on the high side. Now what you do because you just want to give people food to eat, you are not getting loan because of that. And people who eat, they will disperse. The lender will be chasing you around. This is not Islam. But the one who has the ability to feed the whole country, that's a different thing. Something that will not tell on him. This is spending, is spending. So what is required of such a person is what? Don't do israf. Food that you know people do not need, don't prepare us the food. Well, like this extravagance of a thing, you see it in Saudi Arabia. They do it a lot. I entered in a restaurant and watched the full chicken. Eh? People who buy it, just they take some and leave it like that. They go out. So everything, kumama, they go and throw it in the bin. Somebody says, okay, give me half. Half. He just takes something, he will leave it go like that. This is what is rough. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us. So we ought to understand this. Khairu nikahi aitharu. Khairu sadaq aitharu. And that's why the scholars in Saudi Arabia, Fatawa of Lajna Daima is there, Ayat Kibar Ulama is there, telling people don't be extravagant in issue of walima to nikah. Don't be extravagant in the issue of sabak. You have to consider yourself, know your limit, know your worth. So this tells us the evil that is attached to it. And as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if one of you now sees something in the woman that you have worked paid a lot on, say you say, okay, you are this, you have brought evil on me, you have said all this, you have done all this to me. This is because of what? The money that you have paid. So you have paid money to be expecting a perfect woman. Because you have paid a lot. So these are things that we should look at. And Aisha radiallahu anha, and Amrasha bint al-Jawn ta'awadat min Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hina udkhilat alayhi. A lady called Amra bint al-Jawn. They call her Ibn al-Jawn. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proposed to her, and the father approved that. So when the lady was brought to the house of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ta'awadat min Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, a'udhu billahi minki. I seek refuge with Allah from you. Hina udkhilat alayhi, when she was brought into the house of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ta'ani lamma tazawwajaha, that is when he married her. Faqal, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, laqad usti bi mu'adhin. Now that report, laqad usti bi 'adhin. You have sought refuge with the great. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fatallaqaha. So Messenger of Allah divorced her. Huh? You know the ayah when we say Laysa alaykum junahun? Huh? Intallaqtum. La junah alaykum intallaqtum unnisa ma'alam tamassuhunna. This is an example of it. Abdu has taken place. But the lady was not really pleased with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am being shameful to the person that you have been married to. She said, "What? A'udhu billahi minka." A messenger of Allah did not force her. And there is a lesson here. Somebody who is a respected madam, for instance, if he proposes to a sister and the sister says she is not interested, huh? He wants to give her name. She doesn't understand the game very well. Likewise, somebody is well to do, a brother proposes to a sister, and a sister says, "No, I'm not interested." Allah, she's not a Salafia. She doesn't understand. No, she has the right to accept and not to accept. This is not a matter of imposition. Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the head of the state, the Prophet of Allah, gave proposal to a lady, and the father approved it. Abdu was done, and the lady, when she was brought to the Messenger of Allah, she said, "What? A'udhu billahi minki." She was not pleased. And Messenger of Allah did not say, "Don't you know me? I'm so and so and so and so." Said what? Laqad usti bi mu'adhin. Laqad usti bi 'adhim. You are such a refuge with the great. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fatallaqaha, he divorced her. In one report he said to her, ilhaqi bi ahli, go to your people. Wa amara usamata yumatiruha bi thalathat aswab. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered Usama to give her three clothes. Akhraj ibn Majah fi sanadi rawi matruk. Said Ibn Majah reported this, but in a shame that it's rawi that is matruk. But the kisra, the kisra of the Sahih in Hadith Abi Usaid al-Sa'idi. The story, if you go back to Sahih Bukhari, you see the story there. That is the one that I've mentioned. Ilhaqi bi ahli, laqad usti bi 'adhim. So that one is what is authentic. So some scholars said we don't know the reason why the author brought this author that has rawi that is matruk. Despite the fact that what the same story is contained in Sahih Bukhari, maybe because of the issue of what acting Usama bin Zayd to give her something. But the story itself is in Sahih Bukhari. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed the woman to go. So this is on Tabak, on Dawri. This hadith addressing this issue. So the next one is Al-Walima. So inshallah we'll be taking that some other time. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us with what we have heard. May subhanahu wa ta'ala make our feet firm on the spot. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.